The city hall doors swung shut, muffling the noise of the afternoon traffic. Robert walked out into the harsh California sun, the signed grid contract folded tightly in his coat pocket. "We actually did it," Virginia said, her voice filled with disbelief. "They didn't just reject it. They signed it." Many looked at the building, the gray stone seeming less imposing now. They recognized the work, Robert. They couldn't ignore the math. The grid is too solid to turn down. Robert nodded, his gaze fixed on the horizon where their condo waited. "It's not just the math, Min. It's the truth. When you build with honesty, people have nowhere left to hide their own flaws." Barbara joined them, her face bright. "I've already contacted the steel suppliers. They were waiting for this. With the city contract, we can scale up the production line by Monday." "Monday," Robert repeated, a smile touching his lips for the first time in days. "Let's make sure we're ready. This grid won't build itself." The drive back to the condo was marked by a new energy. They weren't just fleeing a past life, they were driving toward a future they had physically manufactured. He pulled the contract from his pocket and looked at it. The legal language was dry, but it meant security. "Is it everything you hoped for?" Minnie asked, standing beside him. Robert looked at his family. "It's more than I hoped. It's a foundation that can't be erased by a market crash." He walked toward the shop, his pace purposeful. The work wasn't over, it was just entering a new phase of growth. They had won the city competition, but the real victory was in the durability of the structure. "Dorothy!" Robert called out. "Clear the floor in Sector 4. We need to set up the grid manufacturing station." The shop came alive with the rhythmic sound of tools and the focused chatter of the team. The saga was expanding. The radical honesty they had cultivated in the dark was now casting a bright, steady light across the whole valley. As evening fell, Robert stood by the main workbench, the blueprints pinned to the wall. He knew the ghosts would still be out there in the shadows, but they no longer had a place in his shop. He had the city contract, the support of his family, and a grid that was built to last. He was home.